Well, it's a brand new year, 2023, new year for Community Connection. So please that you make us part of your Saturday. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming my good friend, Marcia Neal. She's a senior agent, Vibrant USA, been there since 2005. Always up to date on the latest Medicare and individual insurance stuff. Well, let's see. How you been? Holidays treat you okay?
Holidays treated me great. How about you, Bill?
Okay. It was very quiet at the house. Because, all my family's in Texas.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
So no drama. No holiday Christmas, New Year's drama.
No ham thrown across the room. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I know open enrollment's done. Busy season's over. You're just kind of kicking back. I have a question for you, though. I figured with open enrollment and busy season, being done, that that Joe Namath and J.J. Walker and all those idiots on my TV would be gone, the Medicare Advantage plan commercials, but they're still on.
Yeah,
still on?
I think we all hoped they would be gone. Okay. But, this past year, not only commercials, but news articles, they've caused so much confusion surrounding Medicare Advantage plans.
Oh, my goodness. You mean there was a little bit of confusion involved with what they were promising? I couldn't get through them. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, this year, a lot of my clients have called in and not only had questions about, the incredible benefits the ads on TV say are available with Medicare Advantage plans, but also about concerning news articles reporting negatively on enrolling into Medicare Advantage plans. I think both have put very misleading information out into the marketplace, making it harder for seniors to make good, informed decisions for their Medicare health insurance plans this year.
Okay, so you got the critical on one side, then you got the everything that they promised. Like, for example, I wrote down some of the commercials I saw. Mexican vacation, they promised I'd win the lottery. Ooh, new homes and brand new Lexus car every year. They can't do that, can they?
I miss those commercials.
Well, you can understand why I was a bit confused.
I can't, yeah. And so, the ads on TV highlight, the advantages, all the nice benefits in the plans, like zero copay for primary care providers, low premiums, extra benefits, like routine vision, hearing and dental, mm-hmm. Even a give back program in your Social Security check based on your zip code. But they didn't tell you the other side, that these are what I refer to as a pay-as-you-go plan, where mm-hmm. you normally pay each time you receive services. Normally, you need to work within a network of providers. And if on an HMO, you must get referrals from your primary care provider, to get your services covered. Mm-hmm. So on the other hand, the news articles my clients brought in so I could read them were the opposite, promoting Medicare as your primary coverage, citing how you can be denied services by the Medicare Advantage plans, how your doctors won't be covered, how certain insurance companies may have falsified claims to receive better reimbursement, et cetera. And the problem is both are technically correct, but over-the-top misleading by not qualifying their comments with the complete picture. My opinion on Medicare insurance is folks need to look at their own personal situation and determine which type of insurance fits their needs financially, medically, et cetera. Medicare will take care of the insurance companies and make sure they follow the rules. A good agent will ensure your providers are in the network and will go over the pros and cons of all the plans available to you so you can make an informed decision on the plans that suit your needs best year to year.
Well, we've talked about this before, and not to disparage Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage works for some people. Medicare, like in my case, I did Medicare, and it worked better for me. It can be, really ridiculously confusing for most people. AEP, annual enrollment period, that has ended. I mentioned Medicare. Is this too late to make a change?
Well,
if somebody wanted to?
You're right. The annual enrollment period ended, but there are several situations where folks can make a change to their plan, such as if they move from one supplement plan to another throughout mm-hmm. the year, or folks who receive assistance from the state helping to pay their Part B premium and or medical cost, or low-income assistance that helps lower the cost of their prescriptions, mm-hmm. moving from one county to another, et cetera. All your listeners can give us a call, mm-hmm. and our agents can see if they qualify to make a change, because there are several reasons that people can make changes. Changes this time of year.
Okay, so it's you're thinking that AEP is over and I'm stuck with what I got, but there are there are some options, which is always nice. Anything else, folks who are checking in with us today that they need to be aware of?
you know, a new year gets a lot of folks thinking about retirement, and many folks will start looking for information on how Medicare works, what costs they should plan for. You know, we encourage people to attend one of our free Medicare 101 webinars. It's a great way to learn Medicare basics, the cost, and, you know, allow folks to ask questions they may not easily find on their own. Mm-hmm. Anybody interested in attending these virtual, live, online webinars can view the schedule and register online at our website, vibrantusa.com, or they can call our office at our toll-free number 866-733-5111, and they can RSVP with our phone staff.
You know, you mentioned folks thinking about retirement. You know, my wife Lisa, she's beating me over the head every day saying, how much longer are you going to do this, Bill? And I said, well, when it's not fun anymore, then, you know, I'll think about doing that. And obviously, I'm already set with Medicare, so I'm fine. Yeah. But for those who are not fine, who, you know, maybe not eligible for Medicare, is there something they might need to know about?
Yeah, so I also want to be sure that, you know, everybody who's on individual plans now, or they didn't get the opportunity to review their coverage before December 15th, or folks who may not, you know, may have wanted to join an individual plan but missed the annual enrollment period, let them know that Washington Health Plan Finder, along with some of the insurers who sell direct, have extended the enrollment period until January 15th. Mm-hmm. So this would be for a February 1st effective date. If anyone needs assistance looking at their plan options or updating their Washington Health Plan Finder accounts, our agents are happy to assist them.
Now that we have completely unconfused everybody, which is what, you know, what you're here for, anything else we need to know about?
Well, you know, this time of year, we always have customer service issues to contend with. So those clients who made Medicare Advantage plan changes should ensure they receive their new ID cards and should ensure the names along with their primary care doctor names are correct. And if not, call their insurance company's customer service. Usually the number is on their ID card to get it fixed so they will not have problems getting services. If they change their drug plans, they should have received their new ID cards by now as well. And if not, should contact their insurance agent to check on the status. Also, for folks on supplement plans like yourself mm-hmm. that made plan changes, they should be sure they canceled their old supplement plans so they won't be double billed. Hmm. If your listeners have questions on their new plans, they need to call their agents for assistance.
Okay, so I haven't made any changes that at least that I know of in my in my cognitive certain state. So my Medicare card is still good. My supplement card still, I don't
it just
have to do
rolls
anything.
Over to next yeah. year. Yeah, you're good to go. You don't have to make changes, but mm-hmm. Supplements are just open to have changes all year round.
Yeah,
and sometimes the rates go up in the middle of the year, and so mm-hmm. that's the time a lot of people want to start shopping. Mm-hmm. And I want your listeners to know that you can shop your supplement plans throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah. So if I'm still confused as to that brand new Lexus that the TV ad promised me every year, I need to contact obviously somebody needs to contact Vibrant USA. Say you can help them out, right?
Of course, yeah. So you know, it's a visit one of our local agents in person, by phone. We do video chat. They can call us directly at our toll free number again. That's 866-733-5111. Or again, visit our website or find us on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. So what do we talk about next month? I mean, what's coming up then?
You know, February is always an interesting time. Everybody's kind of tired of being in the house and ready to get out and do things. All these plans have gym memberships. They can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Silver sneakers and things like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Always great chatting with you. As I said, Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, she comes in here and unconfuses. I know that's not a word, but I like it. Unconfuses us when it comes to Medicare and Medicare Advantage and individual plans as well. Always good seeing you.
Thanks, Phil.